Mr. Rutherford got a daughter staying in Lexington. Her name is Josephine, and she stayed off the old road just between Diabol and Lexington. Go across the old way going into Lexington, and she can. Somebody up there could tell you, look in the telephone book. I think her name and everything is in one of those books, and she can give you more information on some of this, because she was older than what I was. And so she could be a lot of help to you. Maybe you want to contact her on some of this too. Her name is Josephine Frederick. That's her name. It's Josephine Frey. She got one son. She have two. Her son have two grandkids. I think Miss Josephine got a cousin. Was maybe still is running a long company in Lufkin, Texas. And they were a little older than I was. I think his name was Redmond. And look for Jimmy Fuller, because he was a little older than I was. He moved down to Texas City. He got a son named Jimmy. And Jimmy Fuller. And they was running, he had a drugstore. He got a drugstore on one side, and Jimmy Fuller got a drugstore on the other side. And Miss Josephine get in touch with him. They gave me the phone number. And they make him enlighten on some more things I may perhaps have forgotten. Side number two now, tape. Jesus. Yeah, where I stayed during them days back there was called the pipeline quarters. That's between the box factory, and they had part of the quarters they called the middle of the quarters. And down there where we stayed, and they had AME Church, and the graveyard wasn't too far from the church, where all the colored people was buried during that time. Used to have a lot of woods down there, and then a lot of us used to go out, what they call, to the river. The lake. I may make some mistakes on you, but you can know the reason why. But then they had the box factory in there. The box factory was there. He was making boxes and stuff back during them days, shipping them out. And then they had the Goins family. They was a lot of them down there, mostly Goins, a few backs. And then when the war broke out, they had a lot of women they hired down in the box factory, working down in the box factory. So that was during 1941. They had a lot of women to work down in the box factory. Well, they went to hire them all over the mill. Some of them, they weren't doing what they could. Diabol had two mills, a hardwood, one number one mill and number two mill during that time. They was running night and day. Cut pine in the daytime and hardwood at night. That was back in 40s and 39s, long and then, and whatnot. And they had some more parts of the mill and whatnot. And might a few people around there begin to kind of see what was going on. And when the war broke out, well, that's brought a lot of more people in there to work. And by that time I was called up to be examined for the service back in 1942. Because I had a lot of more friends of mine who were going in the same time back in 1940-41. And during that time they built a new part up on Highway 59, off from Highway 59. For the white people, I think they called it was Newtown. I believe it was Newtown. A lot of people moved over there. And a lot of them come in from Fafter. They built some more houses over there. On, let's
see, that would be the north side of Highway 59. And they had the section houses up above, up through there on 59. And then they had another place there. And they had another man over there in the colored quarters called Oliver. He had a big farm over there. He was had a store there too. And my partner had made a change. And Mr. Lon Smith had the pressing shop. And he had a daughter working in the store with Mrs. Franklin, who was named Vivian, I believe. And her husband's name was Peyton Warner. During it, back in them days. And they had a fella still in the corner of the bookkeeper named Smith, I believe. And they had Mr. Porter, he was over the shop for the trains and doing welding and all that, rebuilding ballers and stuff like that. And they had another guy was over there, his name was Rat Johnson. He had a brother working the store, name was Avery Johnson. And they really had some 19 June days when I was a young kid coming in there. The white would participate with the color and then give them so much and they would cook the meat and deal back during the 30s and 40s. And they would all come over, guys fixing plates, and they take it and go back to the part of the town and whatnot. And had days, and some of them come over, see some of them days during them back in them days. Seemed like everybody would get along pretty good. Quite natural, the blacks had to stay in their place. But it was though. Pretty good sized boy, and remember that. So, then they had